Good morning, my brothers across the nations of the earth, and welcome to Daily Declarations. Our declaration for today will be taken from Acts chapter 11, verse 19. And it reads, "Now those who were scattered after the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word to no one but the Jews only." This text reveals a certain mindset, attitude, and heart posture that was inimical to the progress and the advancement of the assignment that was committed by Jesus Christ to his believers and disciples. In Acts 1:8, he had said to them, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." But here it is obvious that most of them were preaching the word to Jews only. By this attitude and action, they were not aligned to the current emphasis of the Spirit of God, and they also were not following the move of the Spirit. They opted for what was comfortable and convenient. This was part of what gave birth to a fresh stirring and shift from the Jerusalem church. This also helped to set the stage for Antioch to become the new headquarters of a people that are in sync with the current emphasis of the move of the Spirit in their day and time. Due to the efforts of this group of believers, Barnabas and Saul, in Acts 11:25-26, the Bible says, "Then Barnabas departed for Tarsus to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. So it was that for a whole year they assembled with the church and taught a great many people, and the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch." What are you doing on earth for heaven's sake? There is an agenda that God has that he wants you to partake and participate in. But if you do not cooperate with him, he reserves the right to cause fresh stirrings in the hearts of others so as to bring about the fulfillment of his plans and purposes. Movements can become monuments when where you are is where God used to be and not where God currently is in your life. Movements can become monuments when what you're still doing is what God used to do and not what he's currently doing in your life. In John chapter 5 verse 19, the Bible says, "Then Jesus answered and said to them, Most assuredly I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner." You have to learn to adapt and become flexible. You must resolve to keep learning and keep growing, regardless of your chronological age. You have to adopt a mentality that you will keep learning, unlearning, and relearning. You need to make up your mind to never settle, but to keep yourself open to God to ventilate your soul with fresh ideas. This may be challenging, but it is well worth it. What was the last instruction that you received from the Lord, and what have you done about it? What is your attitude to it? Yield to the leadings, dealings, and promptings of the Holy Spirit in your life. As you do this, you will constantly be in the know and in the flow of what God is currently doing, first in your life and then also on the earth. If you keep to this lifestyle, you will never be stranded. Hallelujah. If you'd like more or to engage my other ministry resources and to request prayers, go to my Linktree account, Francis Ubeku. And Francis Ubeku is a single word. Or simply click the link and it will take you there to meet that need. Now let's take the declaration together, and I stand in agreement with you as we do that. Father, I thank you because your steadfast love towards me never ceases, and your mercies never come to an end. I thank you because they are new every morning. I receive grace to yield to the leadings, dealings, and promptings of the Holy Spirit in my life. I align my heart, will, and ways with the current emphasis of the Spirit of God in my life and destiny. In Jesus' name, amen. If you'd like to receive eternal life, which is a God kind of life, please make this confession and declaration with me. Say, "Father, I repent of my sins and I come to you today. I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ died for my sins according to the scriptures. He was raised from death for my justification. I see Jesus Christ into my life right now. Be my Savior and my Lord. I believe and confess Jesus Christ as my Lord and personal Savior. According to your word, I'm now a child of God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Contact us for the next steps on spiritual support. For tips on leadership, wisdom, and inspiration, connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Subscribe, follow, rate, review, download, and share episodes of Daily Declarations podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Before I come your way again, I want to pray for you and bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and may he give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen. I am Francis Ugbeyoku. Bye for now and God bless. Jesus Christ is Lord.